Dillon Brothers has the best selection of new and used bikes in the heartland. What are you waiting for? They've got the bike. Make 2017 the year you grab your freedom.
Dillon Brothers. Grab your freedom. Come on, let's ride.
This is Game Time with Nick Baugh on 1620 The Zone, Zone app, and 1620thezone.com. Powered by Nissan of Omaha. From the College World Series Omaha Baseball Village, here's Nick Baugh.
It is Friday, and we're back at the Omaha Baseball Village. All our guests are on the Hardee's Hotline. Hardee's, pioneers of the great American burger. It is legit. Kind of chilly. It's legit chilly. I think it's just it shocks your system. You ever taken a really hot shower, then like you turn it really cold, and you're like, oh, like that's how today feels right now. Like walking over here, my toughness level for the cold has greatly diminished. And we got a good show for you today. We are here till 1:40. Hour from now, Jason from Nissan of Omaha will be doing the drawing. Somebody's gonna be awarded the opportunity to potentially win a 2017 Nissan Rogue. And people all the time are like, do you really drive a Rogue? Yes, I do. All right, I really
do.
I absolutely love it.
You drive a Rogue.
I do, and I like it.
Get out of town.
I really like
Get
it.
Get out of town. So that's what we're drawing for, the opportunity for somebody to win a Rogue if a grand slam is
correct
hit in the sixth inning. In
correct.
The championship.
That is correct.
That's a lot of hoops.
Yeah.
You need to be jumped.
Well, listen,
when
at the end of all those hoop jumping, if it's a Rogue, it's worth all
it
the
is
hoop
worth
jumping.
It, it is worth that hoop jumping.
I mean, come on now. That's kind of how it is. You got to pay. You got to get through. There are levels to this thing, you know? There are absolutely levels to this thing. God, I got so many thoughts today. I got thoughts on the Friday Night Lights camp tonight, how it symbolizes a handful of things. We'll start with this, with Justin Patton last night, NBA draft in the books. I got to go on a rant on one particular franchise. Oh my God. So I got a little nervous last night watching the draft when Portland traded their 15th and 20th pick to move to the 10th spot. I said, uh-oh. Because I knew for 100% fact that Portland absolutely loved Patton and that there was no way he was going to get past 20 with Portland. They might have taken him at 15. And all of a sudden you're like, uh-oh, both those picks are gone. I got a little nervous, but it was all good because via a trade – with Chicago to Minnesota with the 16th pick, Justin Patton is heading to be a Timberwolf. And the T-Wolves had quite a night. And I'll get to that in a little bit with the trade that they had they made for Jimmy Butler. I mean, I can only imagine everybody had to have been blacked out last night in the Chicago front office. That's the only thing. Everybody was blacked out last night. And they're all waking up like, what? We did what now? We got Zach LaVine? We did what? What happened? What, huh? So, Justin Patton of Minnesota. Couple of things I like. Couple of things I'm concerned with a little bit. Let me start with what I like. First of all, Justin Patton, I think it's always important when you walk into the league that you have established stars to help alleviate some of the difficulties that play in the NBA can present to you. The fact that Justin's going to have a top 15 player in the NBA in Jimmy Butler there, who's going to attract a ton of attention, obviously, is huge for a guy like Justin. He's going to have another guy in Karl Anthony Towns, who, in some people's estimation, is the best young player in the NBA. I mean, he was really good last year. And I don't know if there could ever be a time when Justin and Karl Anthony Towns play together at the same time. I have a hard time seeing that unless Justin really develops a perimeter jump shot. So one of those two guys has to learn how to stretch the defense a little bit. But if they do, it is always really nice when you can play off of a guy at the same time who's attracting double teams and tons of attention. Because think about Justin just having to get free rim runs to crash the offensive glass, dive to the basket, all those sorts of things where teams are going to be willing to kind of say, okay, Patton's got to score if he plays at the same time. I don't know about that, but we'll see. I also like that they have a pass-first point guard in Rubio there. That's good. Not a volume scorer, kind of black hole, kind of a point guard. Rubio is looking to get guys involved. I also like that there is, and this is kind of weird, there's a log jam at the five spot on that roster right now. You got Karl Anthony Towns, you got Cole Aldrich, and you got Dieng. So there are 3 5 men on the roster currently. I think they also have Jordan Hill, if I'm not mistaken. So there's a lot of guys. Now, they're probably going to move a few. But why do I like that? The reason I like that is because that tells me that Minnesota is viewing Justin the right way. They're viewing Justin as a guy that is 3, maybe even 4 years away. And that's important because he's going to need some D-League seasoning. And I like that Minnesota has a D-League team. Not a lot of people don't know this. Not every NBA team has a D-League team. Portland didn't have a D-League team. That maybe wouldn't have been great for Justin. And Justin's going to need some time there to develop. And not only does Minnesota have a D-League team, it's located in Des Moines, Iowa, which is about a 2-hour drive from Omaha. So when Justin's spending a lot of time in Des Moines, there could be some friends, family, familiar faces that are close by that's always nice to see. You know what I mean? All of a sudden you see Jeff Vanderloo or Darren DeVries, or you see, you know, some high school, but it's nice to see some of those people. And the other thing is not that Justin's a troublemaker, because he's certainly not at all. But I do like that Justin Patton's going to Minneapolis and not like L.A. or New York, some huge fast-paced cities, because Justin does have some maturing that needs to take place. And I think that's easier in a city like Minneapolis than in a place like Brooklyn, New York. And so I do like that. That Minnesota seems to be viewing Justin the right way, with patience and all that good stuff. There was a good quote from Minnesota talking about Justin Patton, saying, quote, his size, his skill set, his ability to run the floor, his ability to finish, putting pressure on the rim. He's coming out of a great program at Creighton, so we're excited about that. Greg McDermott, he's the coach out there. He runs a lot of pro sets, so Patton knows how to execute. Our scouts did a terrific job of preparing for the draft and all the possibilities, so they were ready. They liked him. They felt very strongly about him. Now, Justin didn't work out for Minnesota, but I do know that a scout came and spent the entire day with the coaching staff there. With Creighton. So there's a lot to like it with that. Here is what maybe I don't love. I don't think Tom Thibodeau and Justin Patton are a great combination with one. Like, I don't know if they accentuate each other's strengths and weaknesses, all those sorts of things. I mean, Tibbs is a great coach, but Tibbs hates playing young players. And he's 100% defensive-minded. It's not a great combination for Justin Patton. Just like it wasn't a great combination for Doug McDermott his rookie year in Chicago. Justin Patton's an offensive-centric player who's good in an up-and-down, fast-paced game. And Tibbs is more of a slow, micromanaging, defensive-minded kind of a guy. So from that standpoint, I don't know how much the head coach meshes perfectly with Justin's strengths and weaknesses as a player as it currently stands right now. Now, to play devil's advocate with myself, maybe Justin Patton's rim protection, long shot blocking ability, something that Tibbs will like because that's a little bit defensive minded. And maybe the fact that Tibbs doesn't like to play young players is a blessing in disguise because, like I said a few minutes ago, Justin needs time to develop before he's thrusted into a real NBA game. So maybe the fact that Tibbs hates young players is actually good because Justin isn't ready to play right now. I just know that right now, all of Justin Patton's issues and weaknesses, if you will, are all the types of stuff that drives Tibbs nuts. And that all the strengths that Justin Patton has don't totally mesh with what Tibbs values as it stands right now. So I can see aspects of the landing spot for Patton in Minnesota being really, really good. I can see aspects of that landing spot that are a little bit concerning. I do like that Minnesota, Tibbs is a winner, has a winning pedigree. And I always think it's important for young players to come in and be in a winning culture. Like, one of the things I'm worried about for Philadelphia with all those young players, Simmons, Okafor, Embiid, Markelle Fultz now. First of all, there's no veterans on that team to show them the ropes. And number two, there's not a winning culture. So while their identity and mindset's being forged at a young age in the league, they're going to be taking L's. And that can take a toll on you. But so I like that. I feel like Minnesota's gravitating towards being a winner, being a playoff team. That's good for Justin. And I do think, out of everything I said about Tom Thibodeau, the one thing he's done is win. Either way, we'll see what happens moving forward. I think it was a great night for Justin Patton and his family. He goes 16th. Pretty exciting for him. It's good for his bank account. And it's a pretty exciting night for Creighton, who's now had, two top 20 picks in the past 4 years. So pretty good stuff last night. It was fun to see JP. Did you see when he walked up there, he flashed his suit coat and it had that, is that like the O with the exclamation point?
That's like the Omaha logo.
The Omaha logo. He said he was going to be holding it down.
Hashtag we don't coast.
Yes. You know what's frustrating, though, is did you see they had interviewed every single prospect with whoever the chick that was doing the reporting. And right after Patton gets announced, Calipari's on the set. And so they spend what seemingly is like a six-minute infomercial for Kentucky with John Calipari instead of getting like the immediate interview with Justin Patton. So that was kind of annoying.
I don't like going to these petty places, but I have to. It's because Justin Patton played in the Big East.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, what other reason? I can't think of another reason why Justin Patton was the only guy seemingly that wasn't talked to after he got drafted. ESPN has shown a lot of bias against the Big East since they moved.
I guess I didn't think of that. I think it was just a fluke circumstances of like, hey, we got Calipari coming at this time, and it just kind of timed up like that. But I wouldn't put it past.
Fluky to me. ESPN's
I wouldn't put
petty.
It past him. I would not put it past him. But that was the only thing that was too bad about that. There's a lot to react to last night. Let me set up the show for you. Brian Christopherson's going to stop by at 11:30. Lincoln Journal Star, Friday Night Lights Camp on deck tonight. I'm going to run down all the different high-profile, highly touted guys that are going to be at the camp tonight. It is bananas. So we'll talk to BC about that. Matt Schick is going to stop by at about a little after 12:10 or so, because we got Jason from Nissan of Omaha. He's going to stop by at 12 o'clock. We're going to do the drawing for somebody's going to win the opportunity to win a brand-new Nissan Rogue. And, again, we're with you all the way until 1:40. Give you some winners and losers last night from the draft, as well as some thoughts on, you know, as we still got some big fish out there for some trades and things might not be finished as we near free agency, which begins on July 2nd. So Hardy's Hotline home for you at 402-951-1620. You can email the show, nick@1620thezone.com, or you can hit me on Twitter @NickBaugh. Back after this here on Game Time.